Maybe the biggest thing is that the Democrats in 1968 were totally torn apart over the Vietnam War. It was a war zone in Chicago in their convention with anti-war protesters against the police force being basically pushed forward by Mayor Richard Daley, who was the Democratic old-time political boss of Chicago. And it led to a pretty ugly campaign. Here's Humphrey, who had been the great civil rights champion, being followed by young hecklers calling him a fascist because of the Vietnam War. And just imagine what that did to him. At the very end, he took an anti-Vietnam stance, and Johnson cut off the aerial bombing, and Humphrey did pick up votes at the time, but not enough to lead to that pretty resounding victory by Richard Nixon. And I'm sure a lot of you remember this a lot better than I do. I was a little kid at the time. So it's, but I'm sure, like I say, a lot of you know this much more directly. So yeah, the question is the decline of northern cities. The most the big northeastern cities reached their demographic peak in the 1950s, early 1960s. So it's really not happening in much of a big way.